Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly with your daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. As we've begun this work week, we have the opportunity to consider the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just having celebrated yesterday, on Sunday, the Lord's Day, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, we enter into the work week. How so very easy it is for us to become so focused on the task at hand that we forget the power and the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So on this Monday, as we're still at the very beginning of the work week, we take this opportunity to ask our Heavenly Father for his grace to open up our minds and our hearts so that we may welcome his peace, his Son, our Lord Jesus, into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives, into our homes. We consider all of the things that are before us, all of the duties that have to be accomplished, all of the burdens that we carry within our hearts. And we ask our Father in heaven for the grace to welcome his peace, for the grace to welcome his Son, our Lord Jesus, to open ourselves, our lives, up to the power and the glory of his resurrection. If you find yourself in need of hope, if you find yourself in a need where you have to strengthen your faith, or if you find yourself just running low on love, it's a good moment then just to take a pause, to reorient yourself, turn yourself back to the Lord, and to ask for his grace, to ask for Jesus to live within your heart. Even though it's just one day after Sunday, we all know how easy it is for us to become lost in the duties of the present moment, the jobs that have to get done, conversations that we have to have. We're trying to be successful. We're trying to be productive. We're trying to be everything that the world wants us to be. And yet the Lord invites us simply to live. And that ultimately is the better task, the better offer, to live in his love, to be a true witness to his resurrection. As we begin this work week, of course, the church, as our mother, she calls to mind the holy opportunity to pray for those who have died. But when we're given the opportunity or the invitation to pray for those who have died, it's of course an opportunity, it's a reminder to reflect upon Jesus who came back from the dead. He who has conquered the chains of death. He who calls us to life. Remember his two visits after his resurrection. He goes first to the upper room that is locked, where the apostles are. And he visits them, and he liberates them really from fear. They are afraid of the people on the streets. They are afraid of what's going on in the city. They're afraid of being found out. They're afraid of being known as those who love Jesus. He appears to them, and he offers them his peace. And he asks them to live. He liberates them from fear so that they may live. A week later, he goes back to the same room, and there they are, locked there. But who is there with him the second time? Thomas, who missed the first meeting. He's there this time, the second time. And remember what he said, Thomas, to the apostles who were explaining to him how they had seen the Lord? Thomas was like, I'm not going to believe. I won't believe until I put my finger in his side, until I see the wounds in his hand. Well, when Jesus appears the second time, he offers his peace, but then he's there to liberate Thomas from doubt. He first liberated the others from fear, but Thomas wasn't a slave to fear. Thomas was a slave to doubt. So Jesus, in his resurrection, he liberates the apostles from both fear and doubt. And it's an opportunity on this Monday for us to examine, what am I a slave to in my life? What is it the Lord is asking me to understand about myself so that he may set me free? Am I afraid? Am I filled with doubt? Is there a lack of trust? Is there a lack of belief? Because of my fear, is there a lack of love? Am I losing control? Do I think that I'm supposed to be in control? Do I think everything is on me? The Lord offers us his peace in this moment, and he wants to set us free. He wants to liberate us. He wants us to have that opportunity to walk towards him with joy, with an eagerness, with a zeal. So the Lord comes to us today offering us his peace. The Lord comes to us offering us freedom, but freedom to live, not merely to exist. And in the freedom of God, we're then able to pray. We're able to pray with this incredible confidence because we know the Lord lives. We know the Lord lives. Over the past few weeks, I've had the blessed opportunity to visit with many different people, requests to bless homes, requests to bless offices, requests to bless factories, requests to bless cars. But in all of the people's eyes and in their words, there's a certain anxiety, a fear, probably because of the uncertainty of our times. And everyone's looking for that message. Everyone's looking for that one thing to hold on to. And it really comes down to this: Jesus lives. And because he lives, we have an opportunity at life ourselves. But he lives because he came back from the dead. He lives because of the resurrection. Let us think of all of the different miracles in the New Testament, all of the different changes in reality that Jesus brings about. Do we appreciate the fact that we're not supposed to be miracle hunters, but rather those who just love, those who live? And as we live, we love. Some of the different miracles that come to mind. How about the man born blind? Jesus restores sight. Actually, he gives sight to the man born blind. Or the paralytic. Do you remember reading in sacred scripture about how there's the paralytic who's brought before the Lord and the Lord heals him? What does Jesus first say? Your sins are forgiven. And then people start complaining. Who is he to forgive sins? And what does Jesus say in response? Is it more powerful to forgive sin? Or is it more powerful to say, rise and walk? The Lord not only forgave the sins of the paralytic, but he also then told him, rise, walk, go home. And he did. Or what about the fellow who's at the pool, Bethsaida? He just wants to go down to the water to be healed in the water, but he can never get down there before everyone else does. The Lord takes care of him. He heals him. What about the two demoniacs? Do you remember those? Two sad fellows possessed by evil. They were tormenting and torturing the people of the neighboring village. Jesus isn't afraid of them. He loves them. He encounters them. He liberates them. He exorcises the evil. He casts the evil into the swine herd. He sets those two individuals free. They're able to finally live. What about the daughter of Jairus? The Lord brings her back from death into life. The son of the widow. The Lord brings him back from death into life. Lazarus, the cousin of Jesus. Jesus brings him back from death into life. In all of these miracles and all of these events, the Lord manifests his power, his glory, so that we may appreciate just how much Christ dwells among us, so that we may know in an undeniable way God lives before us. The Lord is before us. So as we begin this week, when there's so much that could so easily overwhelm us, let us remember the resurrection. We're not called only to celebrate and to glory in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead on Sunday, the Lord's Day, but we're also called to bask in the glory of the resurrection every day of the week. On this day, this Monday, at the beginning of the work week, as we're bringing to a close the work day, or perhaps for many of our listeners, you're heading into work for a night shift. Are we a witness to the resurrection? Have we admitted our weaknesses, our frailty? Have we allowed the Lord to set us free from those? Have we allowed him to claim them as his own? Are we allowing ourselves to be dependent upon God? Or are we so distracted by that temptation to think that the whole world is dependent upon us. Jesus is at the center of reality. And because he's at the center of reality, we're able to then turn towards him to cry out and to place all of our burdens at his feet. It's only when we're able to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus lives, that then we're not only free, but we're also able to breathe and breathe deeply and have confidence, be restored in hope, and then be able to love. Stress is painful in how it can so easily distract us from the task at hand, loving God and loving our neighbor. We consider all of that which is coming our way during this week, and we give it to the Lord. We ask him to bless this week. We ask him to bless this day. We ask him to bless this moment. We ask the Lord to bless our thoughts, to protect us from all evil, to drive from our minds all temptation, to purify our hearts, to restore us to hope, to bring peace to our hearts. We ask our Lord for the grace to draw close to his sacred hearts so that we may truly be alive, not merely with our own hearts, but rather alive with his heart as our own. May the Lord give you his peace.